Tonight has been a total bust. This tiny little town is great from hiding from the cops, but there aren't enough people for me to get rid of. Not like I'd be able to anyway. What with fucking Slender saying I'm not allowed to kill anyone in town to avoid suspicion. After all, we need to avoid the eyes of the mortals whilst we find a new place to call home. So no more hunts until then. And that goes especially for you, Jennifer! What a load of crap. God, this fucking sucks! Between running from the cops, dealing with Slender and all this proxy bullshit, and now this... I'm way too stressed out. How's a girl supposed to unwind and relax with no victims to torment? I mean, come on. I'm practically dying all over again. Just from the lack of proper stimulation. Ugh. God, I'm tired. Maybe some sleep will help me get over this shit. Maybe if I'm lucky, I can get a quick fap in before I have to go back to work. Huh? What the hell? Why is there a random house in the middle of the woods? Wait, why am I even surprised at this? Besides, this is a great thing. Rando house in the woods, away from prying eyes and ears. Perfect place for a quick nap and masturbation sesh. Hold on. There's a car outside it. And it looks... new. And the house doesn't look decrepit or abandoned at all. Don't tell me that someone actually lives in this house. Aw, man. That fucking blows. Now I'm gonna go find somewhere else to... Wait just a minute. God damn it, Jen. You really are an idiot. This is exactly what you needed. A house in the middle of the woods, on the outskirts of a small town, far away from any witnesses. And technically, I'd be obeying Slender's rule about not attracting too much attention to myself. I mean, why else would someone stay in a house out of the way of things if they didn't want to attract attention to themselves? Now this is just what I need to distress. Maybe I won't have to nap after all. Well, I still may have to use this place to get off for a bit. I'm feeling really horny now just thinking about it. Now let's see how smart this mystery person is. Not that smart, it seems. If they're willing to leave their windows unlocked like this. After all... someone could break in.
Huh. Nice place. Small, but quaint. And it's stupid amounts of clean. Clearly it's just one person living here. There's no way in hell a house could be this clean and have more than one person living in it. Whoever lives here has good taste in decor. Gothy. I like it. It'd be a shame if somebody, oh, I don't know, made a little mess all over the floors and all over the walls. And lucky me. I found the bedroom on the first try. One-story houses sure make that easy. And whoever lives here made it even easier by leaving their bedroom door open just for me. Now, let's see what we're working with tonight. Can't quite see their face, but it looks like... a guy? Huh. So it's a guy living all alone out here. Must be a total antisocial loser if he's living by himself in a house in the middle of the fucking woods. Perfect for me to take my stress out on without any consequences.
Go to sleep. Ah! Oh, you're going to regret that one, pal. Come on. Just take the knife in your throat. Get off of me. Oh my.
Holy fucking shit. I couldn't tell the lights off before, but this guy is hot. Like, insanely fucking hot. Fuck. Now this day just got worse. How am I supposed to kill such an attractive guy? Especially when he's on top of me and is strangely super strong? The fuck? Why can't I get him to move off of me?
Who am I? The name's Jen. Jen the Killer, to be exact. And if you would, could you kindly get off of me so I can do my job? Why am I here? Dude, in case you haven't noticed by the bloodstains on my hoodie and the knife in my hand, I'm here to kill you. Now get off of me so I can do just that, you fucking bastard!
Shit, why is he so strong? Most, if not all, guys I've dealt with were just... they were nothing compared to my human strength. They were just weaklings. So why is this guy so different? Just because he's super hot doesn't mean he doesn't get the same treatment as everyone else.
What the? Hey, my knife! Get that back, you asshole, before I... Oh... Oh, big man with some big words. You honestly think you're the one in control here, buddy? Pal, my fellow douchebag. The second your guard is down, I will absolutely fucking break you. Do you honestly think you can overpower... me?
Shit, 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 fuck! Oh, he looks so damn sexy on top of me with my knife in his hand! God damn it! Now I'm even more horny than before!
Huh? My face is red? The fuck? No, it isn't! I'm telling you, it's not- Hey! What are you- Watch where you put your hands! You're resting your hands on my tits, you perv! Apology not accepted. Fucking pervert. Well, duh, my nipples are erect now. You basically fondled them earlier. Ugh, haven't you ever taken a sex ed class? This shit is basic biology, you dumbass. Now enough of this foreplay shit and get off of me. I just want to kill you so I can have some alone time. Hell, maybe I'll even do your pathetic ass a favor and masturbate over your dying body. Give you a little show before you die. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not one to lie about getting a good fapping after a good kill. Whoa, 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 whoa! Where do you think you're touching? You're going to what? What makes you think I'll give you the satisfaction of claiming me? Do you have any idea who I am? What I am? What I'm capable of? Oh, I swear, I'll rip you a new fucking one if you even try to-
He's actually doing this. He's actually playing with my boobs. Shit, shit, shit. I can't let this continue. I gotta get him off of me.
Yeah. Get off of me, you perverts! I never gave you permission to do this! You never gave me permission to try and kill you? Oh, piss off, you cheeky bastard! My pussy! Get your hand off my pussy!
Fucking shit! Oh, his hand is so warm! And rough! Always ripping me so hard and fast through my clothes! It feels so good! Just how horny was I for me to feel this? For me to feel this good? For this to feel so satisfying?
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Wait, no! Get your hands out of there! Stop! Fuck! You fucking asshole! Just wait until I get my hands back on my knife and all. What do you think you're doing with my knife? Hey! Do you know how much money that fucking hoodie costs me? I have to get this replaced again! I can deal with having it stained with blood for weeks, maybe months at a time, but this is beyond repair now! What kind of idiot goes and cuts someone's hoodie off with a fucking knife? What are you doing? Your tongue? I'm not submitting to you, you fucking bastard! I'm just... I'm just reacting the way anyone would to this situation. Again, it's basic biology, you fucking idiots!
God, his tongue, his mouth and tongue on my breasts, swirling around my nipples, and his hand on my pants and panties, stroking my clit. It's too much. It's so fucking much.
Shut up. I keep telling you it's biology. Of course I'm gonna be fucking wet when you're stroking me like that down there. Yes. Shove your fingers in. Shit already. If you're gonna take me already, then just do it. Just fucking fuck me already. Oh, shut up. I'm not begging for it. I'm just saying. With this foreplay shit, it makes it seem like you're too nervous to actually carry out the full deed. What, are you too much of a pussy? You too scared? You scared that I'll take control and then get the upper hand on you? You let me go. What, are you not scared anymore that I'm just gonna jump up on you and grab the knife away from you? I could do that at any given moment. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm not impressed by shit. I'm just... Oh, fuck it. I don't care anymore. Okay, yes, I'm impressed. You've got a real fucking good dick size on you, man. I just... Just do what you're gonna do already. I can't wait anymore. You seriously want me to beg harder than that? Ugh, you are a fucking asshole, you know that? Just... Please give me your cock. I've been, like, so fucking horny these past few weeks, and I haven't had a good killing at all. I really need something right now, and I really, 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 really want your cock to fill that void. So just, please, just shove it in me already. You realize I'm gonna have to replace these pants now too, right? Quit cutting away at everything. Huh? If you keep staring at me like that, then you're gonna make me feel all nervous and shit. Yes, I'm really fucking wet, okay? Just stop commenting on the obvious and just fuck me already, will ya? That's it. Easy does it now. And go on and... Already going so fucking fast, I can't. If you keep going fast like that, then I'm gonna go stupid in the head. Brainless. Make me turn this murderer pussy into your pussy. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I feel like I'm already gonna come. No, if you plug my clit like that while you're fucking me, then I'm gonna No, don't stop. Let me through my orgasm. Give me another one. I want it so bad. Help. Yes. Turn this killer into your fucking bitch. Make me your fucking little whore. I want it so bad. So bad. I've been so naughty trying to stab me to death. Punish me more with that big dick of yours. Yes, I'll be your good little bitch. I'll be your good little bitch. Your little bitch whore. Uh-huh. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. It feels so much. So much better than it would have been if I were on my own. You have no fucking idea how badly I've been craving a good dick. A good fucking dick down. You gonna come? You gonna come? Fucking stuff me up. Fucking breed me. Make me your little breeding cell. I don't fucking care. Just fuck me. Fuck me more. Fuck me more. Go with me. Oh yes. Oh fuck. Pump me full of the good stuff. Oh my god, it's so fucking hot. I feel like it might burn me alive from the inside out all over again. Oh god. Slender's gonna totally kick my ass for this, but I don't even care. Oh, fuck, I needed this so bad. You know what? You're all right. You know, you're not the first victim I've actually had sex with, but usually I fuck them after they're already dead, because usually they get a stiffy after they're dead. But I've never had one like that before. I've never had one where I let my victim take control and just absolutely wreck my shit in. You know what? I'll give you a deal. I'll keep you alive. I'll even make sure that none of my other buddies try to kill ya. And I'll make sure that no warrant is put on your head after this. In exchange, you consistently and thoroughly give me a good dick down every time I get horny and need one. Do we have a deal? Good boy. Now, I can clearly tell that you're still hard after all of that, so how about we go around two, This time, I'm taking charge. Oh, and just to make sure you know that I'm not gonna kill you, here. There, chuck the knife away. Hands are clean, can't do shit. Now then, where were we?